Now, the NFL Eagles Weekly Report. Interviews with the coaches and players, league standings, and game schedule for the Eagles' upcoming games. Brought to you by Bo Diesel and Innisfail.
Joining me on the phone is Tyler Harstead from the Innisfail Eagles. The Innisfail Eagles that are tied 1-1 in the best of seven provincial semifinals versus the Bentley Generals. Tyler, just how exciting was that game in Lacombe as you were able to win it 3-2 in overtime?
You know, one of those games that we, you know, down 1-0, we had to show up and give her our all and get back into this series. We had awesome goaltending, and that's all it takes in the playoffs. And in overtime, you get that one bounce, and we were lucky, Johnny on the spot, so to speak, and tapped one in, Darren Roback, and that was it.
Yeah, take us through the overtime goal for Darren Roback. What happened on that play?
Yeah, it was just kind of I think it kind of started as a 3-on-2, and then the puck was just kind of thrown to the net, and their goalie kind of mishandled it, and it was sitting behind, and Roback went hard to the net and tapped her in, and that was the end of the game.
For a team like the Innisfail Eagles that counts so much on character, to see a defenseman be the guy that gets a goal like that, how much of a lift does it give your team?
Oh, for sure. You know, any young guy like that, you know, playing forward for us, because we got a bunch of D-men and we're short a few bodies up front, so we had a couple D-men up front. And, you know, a guy like him and myself, we don't get a ton of shifts, but when you get out there, you got to make the most of it. And, you know, nothing better than for him to tap that one in and be the hero for the day.
In the playoffs, never easy to score goals, and the Bentley Generals obviously have a roster that has been limiting the shots for you guys, but as you go from game one to game two, you know, what was different and allowed you to find the back of the net three times?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is that they got a lot of offense, and they have a strong defense, and we're aware of that. So we just come out and crash and bang. And first game, we had a tough first 10 minutes, and they're up 3-0. And we know if we're in the penalty box, they're a team that can score at will on the power play. So we took a few good things that we did in the first game, and we knew we had to crash and bang the second game and get to the net. And we were lucky to sneak three past their guy. And I can't say enough about Dan Dunn. He kept us in the game and kind of stole the show.
The last two seasons, it's been the provincial finals where you've met the Generals, and they did sweep both those series, but obviously they were very close games in each of them. This year now, to have a win versus the Bentley Generals under your belt, how much more can that spur you on as this series progresses?
Yeah, no, it's huge for us. I mean, like you said, the last 2 years they've swept us, and this year, you know, all the games, I think, except for one we had against them, have all been one-goal games, so you know, it could go either way for either team. So, you know, after being down one and getting, you know, tied up now, it's a best of five. And we know what we got to do. And like I say, there are going to be close games, whether it's we play the next five or whether we only need three or, you know, whatever it is. It's going to be, you know, one-goal games. And that's all we can do is show up and give her our best.
As someone who's been on both sides of this rivalry now, how have you seen Bentley and Innisfail progress here over the last few years as part of the senior men's landscape in this province, Tyler?
Yeah, no, played a lot of years in Bentley, me and Joe Vandermeer, and, you know, it was always, we always had a strong team there, and, you know, and always had a lot of respect, and you know, when we made the change to go to Innisfail, that's what we brought with us was some character and, you know, just knowing what it takes to win, and having Sutsy there too, that helps a lot. And just teaching the young guys, you know, that you have to show up every game, and it's a 60-minute game, and you got to be there for the whole 60 minutes, or else she's a short season and it's over. So it's been huge for us. We got a lot of character in that room, and, you know, a lot of guys that show up from wherever to come help us out, and so far, so good.
Yeah, you bet. And the last one for you, whether it's in Innisfail, whether it's in Lacombe like it was yesterday, what's it mean to all you guys to see so many fans come out and cheer on senior men's AAA hockey in Central Alberta?
Yeah, no, it's been huge. I mean, Innisfail, in the last 3 years we've been there, we've always had awesome crowds, and they're always following us wherever we play. And then, you know, good to go Lacombe, it's close enough, and like I said yesterday, I think we had as many fans as they did, and it's huge for the team, when whether it's a big hit or a goal, when, you know, it's kind of like I'm the seventh man out there on the ice for you, so it helps a lot.
Excellent, Tyler. Well, we appreciate your time here on this week's Innisfail Eagles report, and keep her going. Best of luck rest of the series versus the Generals.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Listen each week at this time for the Innisfail Eagles reports, brought to you by Bo Diesel and Innisfail.